You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
It's Michelle.
And Dino.
I got in first.
Yeah, it was good. Hot podcast. Wow. Off the bat, I want to say we'll be celebrating 1 year of podcasting together, you and I.
Doesn't feel like 1 year.
It doesn't. This is, what, episode 18 right now? So we average more than one a month. Pretty good. Yeah. We want to thank everybody who continues to listen and engage with us on Twitter and Facebook. And we are on PodCoin right now. PodCoin is a podcatcher that you earn points that will be converted into gift cards for Starbucks or AMC movie cards or given to a charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. We are on there. Use promo invite code Dino7HLU. Dino7HLU, and listen and earn. I listen on there now. I converted all my podcasts over. So, and anything that I normally listen to, Find a Comic, So Wizard, Grindhouse Messiah, Drunk in the Graveyard, all those, I get them right over there now.
So is this where I admit that I need to up my podcast listening game?
Oh, yeah. You got to listen to us.
I do?
No. Yeah, I do. I don't mean I need to. I do. Actually listen, yeah. I only know how bad we are and what we need to improve on by listening back.
Sure.
And that is why.
I'm not very good at self-critique, though, so.
Yeah, I'm a narcissist, so. No, I'm not. but
not.
Anyhow, now, we've had a rough couple of weeks.
Yep.
Well,
I'll start by saying, we had a sudden death in my side of the family. Had a family member of mine who took his own life, and it has certainly been rough since then. I think there's been a lot that we've learned since then, and just talking through how it made us feel and how we're still feeling, and
Yeah, it's, we've done some growing personally in the last couple of weeks.
I know you and I relate differently when we talk now. I see a difference in the way that we talk and relate with the kids. Even to the, we did choose to let Killian know. The truth of the circumstances. That was difficult.
Yeah, it was.
But he's doing well.
Yeah.
But I know one, for me, it made me realize that I don't want to take this life for granted.
Right.
I want to be happy with what I'm doing. For far too long, I have let depression, because depression is one of my family.
Excuse me.
Not a problem. And I've just kind of, you know, I've let it rule.
Mm-hmm.
And not going to do it anymore.
Right.
Now, I mean, I do believe that the depression that I feel is more of a situational
right.
type of thing, not necessarily like a chemical
right.
type of thing, but more because I can see, I can pinpoint exactly when I have upswings and when I down, and I can see what's changing in the situation at the time.
Right, right, right.
So I do feel that mine is more situational. But it is something that I've dealt with, and I've just kind of decided that I'm not going to let it rule anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a fast change? No.
No.
No, because I think still in the midst of trying to deal and grieve. So there, you know, there is still that. But I do see some changes, and I do believe that they're going to be for the positive, because one of the things that I first said from this is I am not going to let this be in vain.
Right.
And it's really been a sticking point for me,
mm-hmm.
is that I'm not going to let this be in vain. So, sorry, I just completely lost my train of thought. I mean, nobody wants to go through this, but as long as we're here, I think we need to use it as a training.
Right.
As something that we can learn from. Anyway, I'm going to move on from there.
Yeah.
Part of that is that deli that I was so excited to work for,
mm-hmm.
I quit.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I can't blame you one bit, you know. In fact, I gave you the blessing mm-hmm. to do what you had to do. And it wasn't a, you were unhappy working there thing, you know.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm not happy with work, I'm leaving. You know, it was a...
It was...
The things you were bringing up, things you were mentioning, were not a, I'm unhappy because I have to work harder, merely. Thing. It was a, listen, we've got problems that are sanitary, that are, you know, the health department will shut us down if this is not
addressed.
You know, this is an unsafe environment. You know, we need to correct this. And, okay.
It started, what, you know, I had little complaints here and there starting within the first week.
Right.
You know, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that. Now, they did make some of the initial changes,
mm-hmm.
but then as time got by, the bigger the issue became,
mm-hmm.
the less I saw a willingness to actually make the changes.
Right.
It's the only way that I could describe it is they tried to give me my cheese with my wine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel that's what they thought I was doing, was just whining.
Right.
And no, I'm not opposed to hard work. I will go in, I will work, I will do what needs to be done. And that was part of the problem, was I felt like I was going in, I was giving 100%, that way the people who came in the morning
mm-hmm.
were able to just do their job. Because right. I did everything that I was supposed to. They didn't have to pick up any of my slack.
Right.
It wasn't the same in return.
Right.
When I would come in the afternoon, I definitely had to pick up their slack. And, yeah, and their slack I don't think is normal for any deli.
Right.
So, because we discussed that, you've worked in a deli before.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Well, like you said, also, it's not even the hard work. That was part of it. It doesn't make for a pleasant... But when the hot... table
right.
was not kept
hot.
At, right. I mean, that's
dangerous.
Bacteria, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, those were a lot of issues that I talked to about more than once. And towards the end there, I was told that we were told to keep the hot bars at a temperature that was literally burning the equipment. In order to keep the temperatures up, I knew that that wasn't right either. And mm-hmm. The last 2 weeks of employment there, I had no hot gloves for when I needed to pick up hot pans and things like that. Right. So every time they wanted me to use the cut glove mm-hmm. from the deli slicer.
Right.
Okay. Well, a cut glove is made of small little chain link metals.
Which heat goes.
Which conducts heat.
Yeah.
So I would, you know, I tried their suggestion, didn't work. So then I just would have to try and pick things up using just the bare, you know, the tips of my finger on the bare tips of the pan and, you know, trying to get it from one place to another without burning myself. I did that for 2 weeks and then after everything else happened, I just said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. It was making me sick to my stomach to go into work every day.
Right.
Wasn't worth it. Yeah. I've got better things to do with my life, and I've got more that I want to accomplish with my life, and that wasn't a part of it, so.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
No more deli. But that's freeing me up to do another play.
Oh, yeah, and, okay, yeah, let's turn this corner. What is the next production you're doing?
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Hey.
We've seen it, what, 3 times here locally? They always do a really good job. I thought it was one of the last ones I would want to be in. But I don't know. I'm really excited about it this time. Yeah. I'm going to be a Transylvanian, so mm-hmm. I don't have a large large part, but it'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. And I'll be watching.
The kids won't.
No.
This is one we can't even bring Killing
and
into,
I think we...
So.
Talked about this last year.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show?
When we went. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this year I'll be in it.
Yay.
Because they only have one show, right? It's not multiple showings. Am I correct? Or if at most it's
It two. Might be one or two.
Yeah, at most it's two.
Right.
Yeah, I'll have to I look mean, and see. But
yeah. So, okay.
Sorry for the dismal intro, y'all. But
yeah.
It's kind of what life has been like at the moment.
Yep. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break. And then we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. And, what have we been watching?
The Good Place.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. And when we did watch it, we were only into...
Halfway through episode...
Season one.
Season one, maybe.
And now we're midway through two.
Mm-hmm.
And
season three has dropped.
Has dropped, but we haven't gotten there yet. So there's been a lot of changes in that show.
Definitely talks to our position of CI.
It does.
In several places.
Yeah.
It might not say it blatantly, but it follows the same logic as a conditional immortality logic, so that's been fun.
Yeah.
Killian loves it.
Yeah.
He loves the show.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, basic.
And today, as of today, the Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
Was that Age of Resistance? Yeah, that dropped. We're 3 or 2?
I think we finished 3, so we'd be getting into episode 4, and I think there's 10 total.
Yeah, and I'm liking it. At first, it was the first episode kind of
It throws you for a loop. If you're a fan of the Dark Crystal at all, the first episode kind of makes you, That doesn't quite jive or align with the movie. But as it's going, the pieces are starting.
I'm going on a position right now that the crystal has cracked already or did crack.
Yes.
But the Skeksis had ownership of it when it cracked, I think. According to this, I don't know.
No, at one point, Augra gave it to them because they promised to protect it.
Right.
But I think it may have already
been cracked.
It may have already been cracked when she gave it to them.
All right, because I was always under the impression that when it cracked, that was when the Skeksis and the Mystics separated.
Right, but we're getting some of the answers as it goes along.
Yeah.
We're not to the point where it's given us that answer yet. So that's the that's the question that we still have.
Right.
Because it hasn't clarified yet. Now I don't mind talking about this because I've seen this in quite a few of the trailers and the write-ups of it. That the Skeksis had promised Augra to be able to travel into the universe, and that she kind of goes into a sleep-like state when she does that. And in the episode where she is awakened, she's been asleep for quite a number of years.
Right.
And I think it might be, she's now on her way to go see the Skeksis.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when we're going to get our answers.
Okay.
To that particular question. Because, of course, we have not seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But my guess...
Mm-hmm.
is that when she's saying Skeksis,
she's thinking
of their combined
the Earth Skek.
Okay. And that this split has occurred while she's been out traveling the universe.
Okay.
So when she handed it to them, it was the Earth Skeks, not the Skeksis. I mean, she hasn't called them the Earth Skeks, so that's why this is really just kind of an unfounded theory.
Right.
Because I think when she addressed them, she called them the Skeksis, but that's the only thing that, in my mind right now, could make sense, is that when she handed the crystal over to them for protection, it was the Earth Skeks.
Right.
And since she's been traveling,
the
stone broke, and they split, and now... the evil or the darkness is coming into Thra.
Okay. And we'll see. Like I said, we don't know because we're only 3 episodes into a 10?
10 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, and man, the cast.
Yeah. Simon Pegg. Chamberlain.
Yeah.
He's always been our favorite.
Yep. Mark Strong.
Mark Hamill. Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of good
voice. They did add small amounts of CGI, but for the most part, it is still the puppet work.
Yeah. I'm very happy with that. Yeah.
Well, and here is another thing that will make you happy.
What?
We have made progress because the person who put the show on this morning... was our dear Nokomis.
Oh, yay!
Nico did it. And she was the one that was really afraid to go and see it.
Yeah, when we went in the theater.
Mm-hmm. She was the one that was really afraid.
She had to give her a little mantra. They're only puppets. They're only puppets.
But I was still pretty much asleep on the couch. And she came and sat on the couch with me. And next thing I know is I hear the Dark Crystal music. And she's got the show on, and she turned it on by herself, so she's not afraid of them anymore.
Yeah.
And then when we sat and she only watched, I think, like 6 or 7 minutes of it, and then she went to Barbie in the Dream House or something. But anyway,
but,
Anyway.
Baby steps.
Yeah, she did that.
But when we watched it.
Yep. When we turned it back on, she sat and watched it with us. And she liked it, so.
And then.
And there's plenty of fizz gigs.
Yeah. And Invader Zim. That drop.
That's yours. I don't watch that
one. Now, yeah. See, with that, I had never watched the original show on Nickelodeon. Because it dropped, like, in...
You said 01?
2001 through, like, 03 or 04. And at that point, you know, we were heavily involved in church with the youth group.
Yeah, 01 and all, we weren't even married yet, and I think that was part of the rated R band, so we were really watching.
That was, yeah, part of it. Yeah, we were really... not watching anything. Yeah, we took the fun right out of fundamentalism with that one, and heavily on the mental. So yeah, I mean, we were involved with, you know, church and youth group and hanging out with that, and kind of missed that whole thing. And
I didn't mind. I've watched a few of the episodes with you. Not my thing, huh?
Yeah.
Sorry.
See, yeah.
But so, Killian likes it, yeah. So that's something that you guys
can... So watch. I caught up on Hulu with the series, and I thought it was hilarious, and then watched the movie and really liked it. Anything else from the streaming?
We've been doing the whole Big Brother thing.
Yeah, Big Brother,
keeping up
naturally
with that.
On that, we kind of backed off of, well, you, I backed off of iZombie a little bit.
Yeah.
Just with stuff. And
did we mention the last one? Nailed It.
Oh yeah, we've been watching Nailed It, which is hilarious. baking show on Netflix.
People who seriously can't make cakes. Oh,
right.
Good God.
It's like the American Idol of cakes. Yeah. But they know they're bad. You know, when they want to try
point.
To... Right.
That's the whole point.
But you had expressed a desire to try out for
it. I can't. I mean, they can bake enough where they can actually bake a cake.
Right.
But... Oh, putting it together
but,
and decorating
it. Yeah, artistic,
it.
Yeah.
No. And that's about where I am, so I probably do pretty good on the show.
Yeah, I mean, because...
Hey, it's got a $10,000 payday.
Yeah, why not?
Might as well try.
You can get a better microphone.
Woohoo!
And stock up on some merch.
Yes. But no, I think we have, not to bring back, but, you know, just the different things that we've been doing with the family. I think we've been a little bit more family-oriented in some of the things that we've been doing and watching, you know, because we've been watching the Nailed It. We also went through several of the Sugar Rush.
Yeah.
You know, because the girls like the baking shows. They have fun with those.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been doing those and trying to do a little bit more family-oriented stuff.
Yeah. A little tamer.
As of late.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes, you know... I love horror movies. You know, we love all that whole genre, and everything is quite obvious. But I think there are times when you do need to take a step back in a way.
Yeah.
You know, I might be, people might be mad at me for saying that.
No,
but
I
think you do need to kind of step away and get back to, you know, get into some more lighthearted stuff for a while.
Well, I know even a lot of, you know, horror fans I know, you know, who come Halloween, kind of pack on, you know, I'm going to watch a horror movie a day for, you know, the month. I mean, I do that anyhow. But right after that, they kind of back off and, you know, kind of detox a little bit. I know some of them. I mean, I never really felt the need. But with everything now, you know, backed off a little bit and then, you know, but before that, I had, if y'all go on YouTube, I had an interview with Damian Maffei, who was the man in the mask in Strangers Pray at Night. And that was a great interview. Go over to YouTube and watch that. But he's in a new movie that's coming out next week called Haunt. And it's produced by Eli Roth. And it's written and directed by the guys that made A Quiet Place. The guys that wrote A Quiet Place, not John Krasinski. But it's straight up slasher film. People go to a haunt in a warehouse and start getting killed. And it's a fun time. It's a good old-fashioned slasher. You know, if you're getting a little tired of your jump scare, you know, Conjuring, you know,
what we talked with was that Ashley about when we were talking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From
Headcount?
Headcount.
Yeah.
We're talking, you know.
Yeah. When you
getting away from those from
yeah.
What's been popular as of late.
Right. Yeah, this kind of throws you back into that, you know, people with a mask going after you and, you know. But it doesn't feel like your, you know, your 90s. You know, brought to you by the CW, you know, trendy film, you know. But it was a fun time. I think it's coming out the 6th of, or the 9th? When is that? Friday, is that the 9th? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, September 9th, Haunt. Go and see that. If you can support that and see that in the theater, go ahead. Let's see. Anything? Yeah. The Banana Splits. That came out on disc. I have wanted to see it since I first heard about it. I have a nostalgia attachment to it. I grew up, you know, watching the show on reruns as a little kid. I think it was on for quite a while, and, you know, I always liked them. And then in the early 90s, they came out with a CD of Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits, done by a whole bunch of alternative bands. And that theme song was redone on there, so I kind of had a revitalized love for it back then, and then found out they were making a movie, and I'm like, oh, okay, Banana Splits are making a movie. So here I'm thinking, you know, what are they going to do? Are they going to, you know, do like a reboot cartoon thing, you know, like they do with Scooby-Doo a million times, or Teen Titans Go, or Teen Titans, or whatever. No, they made a live-action horror movie from The Banana Splits. So that definitely piqued my interest. Kind of going on the Five Nights at Freddy's, you know, animatronic thing, you know, which went on the, you know, Five Nights at Freddy's was a Chuck E. Cheese / Showbiz pizza thing. You know, because I'm sorry, animatronics in and of themselves are creepy things.
Not like the Hall of Presidents at Disney?
I like Carousel of Progress.
Well, see, they probably creep me out even more than the Hall of
Presidents. I do, yeah. It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. But I turn on, I'm like, okay. You know, it's one, I think it's either produced or put out by in cooperation with Sci-Fi Channel, I think. They have something to do with it. So,
at
I'm
first,
like,
it
okay.
felt very formulaic in the first couple of minutes.
Yeah. Well, first, it kind of felt like a, like a Lifetime movie or something. It was very, like, soft focus, you know. And you had this family where you got the gist, but there really wasn't a lot of character development. I kind of just assumed you knew who these people were, you know.
But they were not very complex people, so no. You were able to figure them out very quickly.
Yeah, you had a mother who, you know, starts off sleeping on the couch. You know,
where we've seen that before.
You have the boy who acts, I guess, a little immature for his age. Likes, you know, kiddie shows, which, hell, I'm 45 and I like kiddie shows, so I'm not going to fault them. But, you know, wears the, you know, snarky pajamas, which I don't. Look, they didn't look very comfortable with that big old head. How are you going to sleep with that?
I think it was a costume more than it was pajamas, because he took it off to go to bed.
Oh, okay. All right.
He didn't have them on when Mom tucked them in.
Yeah. And then you have the brother who was a, you know, your stoner type of guy who is 19 but has a curfew of like 11 o'clock or whatever.
Did they mention? I don't know if they even mentioned the time.
Well, they said that, you know, he was in bed. It was just after midnight. And she goes, well, it's after your curfew. And he has clothes on, you know. So he's 19, but has to be home before midnight, evidently. And the dad, who's just a a-hole.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
Well, yeah, he's the
stepfather to the older son and the father of the younger.
Right. And evidently the other, the older kid's dad died, but they never really mentioned how or why. They bring
but apparently it was traumatic.
Yeah, they bring
to some degree.
They bring it up enough to get you interested, because evidently it has something to do with the mom's character development. They don't go anywhere with it. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And the son goes, they bring the son to Banana Split Show for his birthday.
Did we say spoiler before this?
Well, we're not going to really go
okay.
too far into it. And you know what the movie is.
Right, this right, all that we've given you right here is the first 10, 15 minutes of setup. I mean, all this has occurred in that 10, 15 minutes of setup.
Right. I mean, and then things go horribly wrong.
At a kid's show table?
Evidently, there is the AI that controls the characters. Becomes corrupted somehow.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't think they ever specified how.
You know how? I know how. It changed from red, from green to red.
It was green
on the screen and then turned red.
When it changed red on the bottom, it said the show must go on.
Right.
Is what it's, that was the last line of the red in the screen, and it said the show must go on, but, I mean, it doesn't say how that programming ever, I mean, that's a made program.
Yeah.
That was not just, like, some kind of
mishap
in the program. Somebody.
Right, and the inventor guy didn't.
He didn't know what was.
Seem.
To know.
No.
What was going on, so some, maybe the AI became intelligent and did it itself. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they really didn't.
Right. And you won't know.
That. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's important to know it.
What I will say, practical gore?
It was good.
It was good. Far gorier than you think the movie would be. There were a few moments where I cringed at what was going on. And I'm not really a squeamish person, unless it comes to, like, vomiting. But there were a few where I'm like,
Well, we tried showing it to Killian. Yeah. Wanted to see if he was interested. We also wanted to show him what we believe is an Easter egg in the movie.
Yeah.
But he got to the first...
The first main...
First main, and he's like, nope, turn it up. He goes, nope. I'm done.
Uh-uh. I'm like, really? Yeah. And he watched Hatchet 3 with me. And that didn't bother him. Yeah, but this did.
Yeah. He got to the first one. He was like, oh, nope, I'm out. He tapped out.
Yeah. So, but I recommend if you rent it, you know, rent it.
We found it at Redbox.
Yeah, if I find it for like if I find a previously viewed copy in a couple of months for $4 or $5, I'll buy it. Mm-hmm. There's a good 8 or 9 minute making of on the disc, which is fun. It is pretty entertaining and pretty informative. It is what it is. I
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was another one of those, and I will readily admit, and I think you're aware of it, where there's sometimes I'm just not sure if that's the movie I really want to watch, but you ask, so I'm like, okay. And sometimes I like it, and sometimes I don't. This one I liked. Yeah. I enjoyed watching it. I was cringing in the same places you were cringing. Yeah. So those were effective. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and so yeah, I mentioned on Twitter that I've seen a lot of people. You know, well, who was this movie made for? You know, because the show was in the 60s, you know, who's this show made for, you know, because the kids aren't going to like it, and, you know, millennials aren't going to get it, and all this, you know, who is it made for? Me. It was made for me. It was made for people in the 40s who were
cartoon fans
and horror fans. And, you know, hell, if they came out with a good version of Land of the Lost, where, you know, Alice was ripping up flea stacks, I'd be watching that too. You know, that's who this was made for. And, you know, my money is green like everybody else's, and, yeah, I'll be buying it. So.
We are not all the same.
Nope. Nope.
And everybody needs to realize that and get over themselves. Right. And
I mean, for crying out loud, they're making a... I think they're making a pop figure movie. I don't get it. That just seems like a complete cash grab. I guess Lego worked and the Emoji Movie.
I got existed. The Emoji Bible now.
Yeah. And, trolls and everything else that they have. But, why not banana splits? see, anything else going on?
I don't know. It's kind of been pretty...
Yeah.
Low-key.
Yeah, low-key, chill.
I mean, I haven't even really been doing that much on, like, crosswalk and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to keep bringing it back to that, but, you know, it's where my mind is at the current moment. I realized one of the things that we forgot to discuss at the beginning that we kind of talked about was one of the things that it has stressed for us, and it's always been a point for us, but it made it even more. Was the whole be decent to each other.
Yeah.
That's definitely something that we have taken away from what our family is going through.
Yeah.
Is that it doesn't matter what you're going through, because, you know, you've got to find time to be decent to each other.
Yeah.
Because we are all that each other has. I mean, and I'm talking humankind. Yeah. Everybody. I'm not just talking about the family.
Yeah.
We need to be there for our fellow humans. Mm-hmm. However.
Right.
However we can. Right. And we need to be decent to each other.
Right. And there's such a damn divide now. Everything divides. You know, politically, I mean, I'm a Republican, you're a Democrat.
We can't like each other.
We can't like each other. Bull. No, yeah, it's bull. Complete bull. You know, you own guns and I'm, you know.
Anti-gun. We can't like each other.
You know, you like Coke and I like Pepsi, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, here in you know, I'm a Gamecock fan and you're a Clemson fan, or I like Marvel and you like DC, or really, I mean,
so many ways that they try and
divide people, and
I'm personally not standing for it anymore.
No.
I am trying very, very hard. I mean, I always did, and that's right. Part of why it was our motto. I don't want anybody to get the idea that I didn't care before, because I did.
Yeah.
But it has taken on a whole...
Yeah, it drives it home.
It's taken on a whole new meaning. I mean, we've actually... I've already started looking into my next tattoo, which is going to be... it's going to say, it will not be in vain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm going to put a hashtag in front of it or not. I may.
Right.
But I may not either. I'm not sure. It's because the script that I want to do it in doesn't necessarily fit with a hashtag.
You know what, though? The hashtag will kind of, I mean, date it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but I'm going to put it in a place because I always want to remember, you know, of course not the bad feelings, but when I'm having a hard time and feeling like I might not want to push through whatever season I'm in, I know I'm going to be able to look at that and remember and say, okay, no, I can push through this. I can accomplish.
Yeah, and it reminds me of in the movie Hereditary.
Okay.
When they're having the dinner scene, which I think is one of the best scenes of any movie ever. I've got such a love for that movie because it hits me in the gut. Just the family horror of it all. Because I feel a lot. I empathize a lot with, I forgot her name, but I empathize a lot with Toni Collette in there. Where, you know, she's yelling at the son and trying to get him to, you know, she's confronting him about what happened. And she's saying, you know, with Charlie dying, and what a waste it was. Because perhaps if it would have brought people together, that would have been something. Something good could have come of it. Mm-hmm. But no. Because no one wants to admit anything they've ever done. You know? Mm-hmm. And I know it's a different situation, but yet it's kind of not.
Right.
You know, it will not be in vain.
Right.
You know, it won't be that waste.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there's something can be redeemed.
Right.
From that.
And like I said, I mean, I have already seen places where it hasn't been in vain.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen ways that what my family is going through and the pain that we are suffering has actually brought a peace to somebody that's not related to us at all.
Right. That we didn't even know.
No. Yeah. I heard about this later on through a third party who didn't know that it was my family that was going through this.
Right.
But I don't want to go into too many details
because right.
it's just not, so I do apologize to the listeners for that. But anyway, the situation that we were going through just literally helped somebody be able to
right.
save their life. So I have seen ways that I know that God has used this horrible thing to benefit others.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be open to how he can use it to better my life and to better my family. And, mm-hmm. and like I said, I have seen that. I've seen that we have changed the way. I mean, it's not that we were horrible parents before. We
right.
weren't horrible parents,
mm-hmm.
but we weren't, and nobody's a perfect parent. So I can't say we're aiming for perfection either.
Right.
We're trying to be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and
trying to be better. We're trying to be more open with our feelings and our emotions.
Mm-hmm. So it's helped us as a couple, and
you know, find a catharsis. You know, for your feelings, get it out, get mm-hmm. a release. Find someone to talk to if you're feel like you have no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is willing to listen to you. If you need to DM us,
yeah.
contact us.
I have been told I have a good ear, so.
Yeah. And a lot of you, we don't know. So we don't judge. So get help.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you have no hope, there is hope.
Yep, absolutely. And that this is another way. Since we were open with Killian and told him the truth of the situation, you know, we've sat down and we've talked to him about how he can talk to us.
Yeah.
But if there's ever something he doesn't feel he wants to,
mm-hmm.
that he can come to us and say, Mom, I need to talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
but not you.
Right.
And he knows that we will find him
mm-hmm.
someone that he does feel comfortable to talk to.
Right.
So he knows that he can come to us and say, and not be afraid to say, Mom, I, you know,
right. I
need to talk,
right.
but I'm not sure if I want to do it with you. And I mean, I've already brought him to the pastor of the church.
Not only have we told him you're free to go to someone, we've actually
physically brought him
and said, this person wants
to
talk
be.
To you
mm-hmm.
if you want to. And it's someone who he's very comfortable with.
Right.
Yeah.
So he knows that he has those outlets. And, you know, we haven't gone to that extent with the girls.
Right.
But I think going through this at this point gives us the knowledge of when it's time that we will be able to go through it
yeah.
with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, it will not be in vain.
Yeah.
I won't let it. I refuse.
Yeah.
I refuse to let it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it won't be.
Sorry, guys.
Well, I think we have a title for our episode. Well, I think this is a short one. But I think I don't think we need to say much of anything.
No.
Once again, Farsighted Network, Justin, thank you. All our normal friends that I mentioned earlier, thank you very much. Pastor Matt and Jackson, we recorded with them, but unfortunately there was audio mess up. But we had a great conversation. Father and son watch horror. Go listen to their show. Thank you for being with us for a year.
Go have a cake.
Go have
Celebrate
a cake.
Celebrate us.
and keep listening.
That just was so unhumble. I'm sorry.
Celebrate with us. Go to our YouTube. Go to Podcoin. Follow us on Podcoin. Invite code Dino7HOU. Be decent to each other. Love y'all. Peace.
Love you.